the rest of the story. We, the United States of America, are a nation of seven incomparable schools. And men, rather than government, are responsible for those schools. In a moment, we'll acknowledge seven of this country's most exalted institutions of higher learning and the individuals who made those institutions possible. Because each of them attended the same school. A single seat of learning that spawned the rest. The seven best. Now the rest of the story. John D. Rockefeller intended greatness for the University of Chicago. As principal beneficiary, he is considered university founder. The University of Chicago did become Brain City. Beneath the school's grandstands, the world's first practical cyclotron was operated. The research led directly to the atomic bomb. University of Chicago founder John D. Rockefeller and Ezra Cornell graduated from the same school. Cornell's been described as an American Renaissance man, an agriculturist, an inventor, an engineer. Cornell University follows in his splendid tradition. He, Ezra Cornell, and Johns Hopkins graduated from the same school. Hopkins, a prosperous import and export merchant, left his entire fortune to the university that bears his name. His greatest enthusiasm was for the school's medical center, which has since produced more significant advancements in medicine than any other single facility. Johns Hopkins and Augustus Julliard graduated from the same school. Augustus was a textile merchant, and as one might imagine, a passionate lover of music. Juilliard School of Music, Van Cliburn's alma mater, has bequeathed to the world as much greatness in musical performance as any other. And the man who made it possible, Augustus Juilliard, and Benjamin Franklin graduated from the same school. Franklin was founder of the University of Pennsylvania. That institution has since expanded to include several renowned colleges and schools. Centers of Human and Veterinary Medicine, as well as the Wharton School of Business, are fragments of this educational giant. Ben Franklin, the man with whom it all began, and Leland Stanford graduated from the same school. Industrialists remember Stanford as one of the promoters of the Central Pacific Railroad. Statesmen recalled that he was once a governor and a senator, and yet his lasting contribution, the closest thing to Ivy League the Western United States has to offer, is Stanford University. Leland Stanford and Eli Yale graduated from the same school. Yale University has produced more United States Supreme Court justices than any other institution. Its impact on the Western world began three quarters of a century before there were states to be united. And Eli Yale, the man initially responsible for almost 300 years of outstanding education, was himself a graduate of that most remarkable university of all, the same seat of learning which counts among its graduates John D. Rockefeller and Ezra Cornell and Johns Hopkins and Augustus Juilliard and Ben Franklin and Leland Stanford. For these men, our American educators attended that school so that others would not have to. The school of hard knocks. That's right. John and Ezra, Johns and Augustus and Ben and Leland and Eli, these men who paved a way of enlightenment for generations to come. The individuals interested in everyone's education but their own never attended college. And now you know the rest of the story.